We were talking before about BRAF, and I see you have this 74-year-old lady. Can you talk a little bit about her?
Yeah. So this lady is an older, never smoker. She initially presented with a lung mass and underwent resection of, I think it was a 1.5 centimeter lung cancer. Not very high risk, negative lymph node. She ended up recurring actually just about a year later. You know, one advantage of these resection specimens is at our institution, we do NGS of all of these resected lung cancers. And so we sort of have the genotype saved for when the patient recurs. And so when she did recur, we knew of that BRAF mutation. I will say, when I look back, I wonder, why did a 1.5 centimeter lung cancer with no lymph nodes recur so quickly? And so actually, there was an amazing presentation at ASCO about lymph node quality and about how we need to better ensure that our surgeries have a lot of lymph nodes checked to be accurate staging.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Oh, it's amazing data out of Memphis where if you give the surgeons a Tupperware with holes to put the lymph nodes in and tell them, please put the lymph nodes in these spots and make sure you get them all, then the quality of the surgery and the lymph node sampling goes up. They track the lymph nodes, they get to the pathologist, and if you take the Tupperware again, take the kit away, then their surgical quality goes back down to normal. And so effectively, if we help the system, the surgeon and the pathologist, do high-quality surgeons get these lymph nodes, then we do better staging, we find lymph nodes, and we can better give adjuvant therapy. And this patient, in the end, there weren't a lot of lymph nodes. She was an older patient. It was a small surgery they did. And so she ended up not getting adjuvant chemo and recurred fairly quickly thereafter, about a year. Pericardial disease, bone metastases, and we knew we had this BRAF mutation. And so we sent her straight to first-line BRAF therapy with dabrafenib, trametinib. And she did great. I mean, the important difference from this regimen as compared to alectinib or EGFR is that it does have real toxicities, rash and fever. You got to keep an eye out for the fever. If they develop the fever, you can just take a break from therapy for a few days or a week, start it up again. But over time, they can tolerate it great. And she's had a terrific response and has been now on therapy for lasting about a year.
And can you talk a little bit more about her toxicity that she experienced?
Mostly just that fever reaction, which was early on. She's not had any rash. She's not had any diarrhea or nausea. So after you sort of get through that early fever management, patients can do really well.
And do you generally dose reduce them because of the fever, or are you able to restart at the same dose?
Good question. You should try to restart at the same dose. Many patients can still tolerate. If the fever recurs, then you dose reduce and you try to get the lower dose to work.
What's this patient's current situation? She's tolerating therapy and doing well?
Still responding, yeah, after a year. I will say, it's not like we have any treatments for BRAF resistance right now. And so she's looking at chemotherapy if that happens. And that's still a sort of unmet need. Resistance in melanoma can be very aggressive after BRAF therapy. In lung cancer, not so much. And we're still trying to figure out how do you then tailor treatment of resistance.